Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. I had somebody recently ask me about, you know, what I do for a living. I'm a TV reporter. I have been for most of my career. And, you know, and they mentioned a story involving an officer in paradise, which people know about. It's been well covered. And then I went to another story where there was another death on Highway 70, another one that was in Biggs, another death. And sometimes I'm surrounded by such negativity in my life. I see so much pain. And I was talking to a pastor recently, and I said, I think I see more death than you do. I mean, I know you're an expert at death. You're a pastor. You go to people's bedsides. I see death, too. I mean, almost once a month, I'll see somebody, maybe if not a body, I'll see just the scene of death and have to talk about it. And it's hard sometimes to stay positive when you're in a profession like this. And it's frustrating because people think you enjoy covering these things, and I hate covering these things. I hate it. And sometimes it affects me when I go home. I hear about death. I hear about pain, and it's hard. And sometimes it's hard to stay hopeful. And so we've been talking about being hopeful for 2016. We've been speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. And we've been talking about the willpower to reach our goals, whatever they are, even when we're surrounded by negativity. And it's not just me, you know, Gidi, the whole world in many ways is surrounded by pain and suffering. I'm not trying to say, oh, woe is me. I'm just pointing out that I think that all of us in many ways, people think, oh, this is a fun thing to do that you do. And it is, and it's exciting. But on all of our lives, we face this type of thing. And it's hard to remain upbeat. It's hard to remain positive sometimes.
It is.
And so when we're going through the power to reach our goals, we went through four of them. Positive self-talk. Remain positive towards yourself, even when you're surrounded by bad news. Look down the road for possible setbacks and obstacles in obtaining your goal. Change the word problems into challenges. It's not a problem. It's a challenge for you to overcome. Remember previous experiences in our lives, positive ones, overcoming hardships and turning them into successes. So that's that's kind of summarizing where we're at when we try to have a goal. Whatever it is, whether it's something, a big goal, maybe a family-related issue, or whether it's just something relatively minor in terms of keeping your diet up or keeping your health up. I mean, I'm not saying that's not important, but it's certainly it's not a grave thing, generally speaking. So we'll continue from that point.
Yes. Well, thank you. The next thing we can do to build up our willpower to reach our goals, or the agency, tools for agency, is to practice self-care. And what I mean by that is getting proper food, proper rest, proper exercise, proper recreation. We need to have a balance in our lives. We need to have a foundation in our lives where we're not self-defeating our goals from lack of sleep, from too little food or too much of the wrong food, from lack of exercise. These are things that affect our bodies. And what affects our bodies affects our mind and our emotions. Mm-hmm. So we need to build into our lifestyle just good practices of taking care of the temple of God, which is our body. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about being fanatical or crazy or out of balance with it. Mm-hmm. But Jesus took care of the temple. He took care of his body. When he died, it wasn't from heart, clogged arteries in his heart. Mm-hmm. Or from gluttony, or from all of those things that plague us today. Mm-hmm. It was because it was the Father's will and timing, and he didn't sabotage his death by living in a way that was not healthy.
And it's important to remind people, as long as you're breathing and you have a pulse, it's never too late to change.
That's right.
And you might think, God, you know, I'm 35, 40 pounds overweight. I'm not. But, I mean, there are people who are very, very heavy, and you're thinking, well, it's just too late. It's too late for me to change this because I am what I am, and I can't change.
And that's negative self-talk.
Right.
That's so self-defeating. Mm-hmm. So what we need to realize is, as you say, as long as I can breathe, I can change.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope for me. And, you know, I wouldn't say start all at once in every area because that can be overwhelming.
Right.
Choose an area. Say, okay, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to make sure I get at least seven hours, if not 8 or 9 hours of sleep.
When you have people come into your office, how big of an issue are these type of things? You mentioned sleep.
And it's a huge issue.
People don't.
Huge.
There are a lot of people who just don't like to sleep because they think if I'm sleeping, I'm wasting time. I'm not doing something that I could do to better myself. I could be working out. I could be doing some things on this or that. I don't need to sleep. I mean, how important is sleep in terms of what percentage of our life choices are to dictate them? I mean, you got health. You got recreation. You've got the other items. You know, eating right.
Yes. I definitely check those out because I look at a person's health holistically.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if we're doing things physically that harm our bodies, it's going to affect our mind, our brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect our emotions. So, you know, one advantage I have is everybody who walks into my office knows there's something wrong with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to convince them of that.
Yeah.
And if they think there isn't anything wrong with their life, I'd say, well, God bless you and goodbye,
yeah.
You know, because there's nothing I can do for you.
Right.
So then I do a diagnostic, usually in the first or second session, where I find out, what are you eating? How are you sleeping? Do you take care of yourself? What do you do that's just for you? You know, say female client, you work all day, then you come home and you take care of your husband and your kids, because you're a parent, but what do you do for you?
Mm-hmm.
When do you get time off?
Yeah.
And so I try to cultivate that. And I may even give them an assignment. I want you to do X, Y, and Z for yourself this week.
Okay. If this sounds like something you want to learn more about on a personal level, and I don't want to sound like a commercial. I don't mean to do that. I just think that Gidi and the staff they have over at The Growing Place do such good work in helping people. And you might want to check out their website, tgplace.com, or give them a call, The Growing Place, 588-0448. We'll continue our discussion on the willpower to reach our goals for 2016 after the break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. We've been talking on the last few Wednesdays about being hopeful for 2016. And there's a number of things that we need to do and in terms of having the willpower to reach our goals, whatever they may be. And we'll recap them in the final segment of the show in case you missed some of them. But we're on to the next area, which is practice self-care, food, rest, exercise, recreation, just taking care of ourselves. And I know you wanted to finish up a couple of thoughts on that.
Yes. I wanted to go on to the next one,
okay,
which is avoid harmful substances as well as harmful thoughts. And by
mm-hmm.
that, I mean drinking that is excessive, that is harming you, and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And people turn to street drugs or they abuse prescription drugs or they drink too much to medicate, to
yeah.
self-medicate
mm-hmm.
for the anxiety, the depression, the grief, the sorrow, whatever it is. And what we want to do is stop doing that because that's going to defeat us reaching our goals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's another way of hurting the body, which then again affects your mind and your feelings and your mood. And it's very self-defeating.
Don't want to go down another path on this, but I was when you said that, I was thinking about how difficult that is to do in the society in which we live, in which
yes.
we are given everything. Well, have a drink, making you feel better, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be one of the cool guys, you know, the most interesting man in the world, you know, have a Dos Equis, you know,
yeah.
and be interesting. And not that there's anything wrong with occasionally having a beer, but we're just inundated with these are the solutions to our problems.
That's the world's talking.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not anti-alcohol, so
no.
I mean, I'm not against a glass of wine with your dinner,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about self-abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay, I've made this goal to lose all this weight, and then I'm drinking a bottle of wine every night, which is just empty calories.
Yeah.
Plus, it's making me more depressed because alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah. What percentage of people come into your office? Not just you, but other clients. I know you. They don't share.
I don't know because I don't know what you know what their files are.
Okay.
But you know,
from your study,
it's very prevalent. It's extremely prevalent, alcohol and street drugs, and the age gets younger and younger and younger with every year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And the thing about it is, let's say we have a young man who's 12 years old, a boy, and he starts smoking marijuana. Studies have shown that if you start heavy drug or alcohol use at whatever age you are, your emotional development becomes arrested.
You stop at that age.
You stop at that age until later you abstain and you allow the development of your emotions to happen. That is, if you haven't harmed your brain irreparably.
Yeah.
And I remember having this one client in my office who was like 30-some years old, and he looked and he acted like a teenager or a young adolescent, and I couldn't figure it out. And then I just asked him, when did you start doing drugs or drinking? And he goes, oh, when I was 12. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, that answered my question.
Yeah.
And he had been a heavy user since then, and he still is.
And that's not just an off-the-wall example. Research shows that that's generally the case.
Yes, that with anybody we have become emotionally arrested. Uh-huh. So it affects so much of us. So we need to avoid doing that. And at some point, we need to be ready to redefine or change our goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we set a goal that is just we think we can reach, but when we get down the road and we start going through the process and we're being faithful, we realize, you know what? I can't graduate in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I was in La La Land when I made that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying, I've been working, I've been taking care of my family, and this business of graduating in a year is just too much. Let's change that to 18 months mm-hmm. or 2 years.
That's a good example because that's something that I think all of us might be able to relate to.
Yeah.
I'm going to get whatever it is. I'm going to reach this goal at this point. Or even sticking with the weight loss, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 6 months. Now, maybe you can't lose 30 pounds in 6 months. Maybe that was an unrealistic goal for what I have to do. I have other responsibilities. I got to take care of my kids. I got to go to work. I'm going to try to do 30 pounds in a year or a year and a half.
Yes, and that would be excellent. And really, it'll be more likely to stick. The slower you lose the weight, the more likely it is to stick
mm-hmm.
than fast weight loss.
Do you think people, we look for shortcuts nowadays? I mean, that's still a problem. Because I was thinking about how people take medications to lose weight or they do things. I mean, there are cheap ways out. And do you ever advise your clients to do those where, you know, you say, okay, you know, you take this medication, you take these pills, you could shed this weight in no time.
I don't do that because it's outside my scope of practice.
Okay.
It would be actually illegal for me to give advice in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can answer their questions.
Uh-huh.
What does this medication do?
Mm-hmm.
I can answer that. But I always have to refer them to a psychiatrist or a physician for that stuff.
But talking about willpower in general, looking for the easy way out, so to speak. Now, that's not a good term because maybe there's nothing wrong with taking some of these medications.
That's right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. If a doctor and the individual think it's going to help them, then I don't interfere with that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we continue with our power to reach our goals.
Yes. And so we need to be ready to redefine or change a goal. And then finally, we need to enjoy the journey to the goal with mm-hmm. laughter and lightheartedness. There's so many slogans everywhere that says, you know, life is a journey. Enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about reaching the goal.
Yeah.
So we need to learn, how can I enjoy life and myself, even though I'm incomplete, even though I'm imperfect,
mm-hmm.
even though I haven't become what I need to become or what I should become or what I could become?
Mm-hmm.
How can I have hope today? How can I have joy today?
Yeah.
So that's the final area we need to be looking into.
Okay, we got one more segment. We'll wrap things up with Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place, right after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right. A little personal note. I have a challenge myself. I mean, it's a problem. I'm going to try to make it a challenge, try to be positive about it. Tax time is coming up. Now, I've always, since I was young, had somebody do my taxes. So I send the paperwork in, and it cost me, you know, doing federal and state income taxes, like $400 to $500 to do it. And that's actually a good deal, actually, considering, you know, actually nowadays that is about what it is, given the complications that I have in my taxes. So I called up my brother. I said, I'm getting tired of spending this. What can I TurboTax it? And my brother is very positive about this. He says, it's so easy. It is so easy. You could they give you questions, you fill it in. It's kind of fun, and so that's my challenge now. I have what I think is going to be a problem, because nobody likes doing their taxes. I mean, it's laborious. But I'm going to see it as something new, something fun, and try to make it a challenge. So as soon as I'm done with this show, I'm off to Staples or wherever and grab the TurboTax Deluxe package and try to get it done. And I think that's what you mean, Gidi, when we're talking about the power to reach your goals, and that we're on the last one, and we will recap them all before we go. But just to finish up, enjoy your journey to the goal with laughter and lightheartedness. That's kind of what I'm trying to do here. I don't know if it's going to succeed. Once I put it into the computer and I try to download, I'm going to go, oh no, what did I do?
But hopefully that won't happen. Yeah, that's a beautiful example of what I'm talking about. If trying something new, we can dread it, or we can look forward to it. We can learn something new from it. So that's a beautiful example.
Let's go down the list, though. We're in the final segment here.
Yes.
I think it's good to remind ourselves of these things. We've been talking about hope for 2016 and how it's important to have hope and realistic goals. And, number one and number eight are kind of the same. Use positive self-talk and enjoy your journey to the goal with laughter and lightheartedness, being positive and upbeat. That is so important. And I'm a big football fan. Pete Carroll was the coach at USC, now the coach at the Seattle Seahawks. And he is somebody who is extremely positive. He inspires everybody else around him to be successful because he remains positive. He's a wonderful example, and you could learn a lot from sports. He made a bad call at the end of the last year's Super Bowl, where he took a chance. The quarterback threw an interception to cost him the Super Bowl game. It's known as the call. He's had nothing but success virtually his entire career for the last 10, 12 years in college and in pro. And he makes what everybody agreed was just a stupid decision. He said he was going to turn that into a positive and make it for a better season next year. That's hard to do sometimes, but that is the key.
Yes, you know? That's a beautiful example.
Moving down, we got look down the road for possible setbacks or obstacles. That's just sort of like being realistic.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to be realistic when we're trying to reach our goals.
Change problems into adventurous challenges. And this also kind of dovetails with 1 and 8, you know, being positive.
Yes.
Goals with laughter and lightheartedness. It really does come down to just trying to maintain a positive outlook and being upbeat.
Exactly. And when I say positive, I don't mean unrealistic or la-la land.
Right.
I mean to be truly realistic. Mm-hmm. Being negative is not being realistic.
Mm-hmm. Remember earlier experiences of overcoming hardships and success.
Yes, that's...
But there's also, not to play negative Ned, but if you go down a road and you say, gee, this didn't work when I did it this time, maybe it's a good idea to remind myself to be careful if I go down this same road again, I might make a similar mistake. I mean, conversely.
Exactly.
So that has to do with setting realistic goals.
Exactly, exactly.
Practice and again, practicing self-care. I mean, because you're saying that the physical part of you affects the psychological part of
every part of you. Yeah, even your spiritual part.
Mm-hmm. Avoid harmful physical substances as well as harmful thoughts.
Like over-drinking, street drugs, abusing prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm. Be ready to redefine or change a goal. This is an important one because. You say, I'm going to do this, and you realize, I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't run a 4-minute mile. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do it. So, I mean, it's a nice goal.
Yeah.
But I can't run a 4-minute mile.
Right.
So maybe I could run it in 6.5 minutes or 7 minutes or 8 minutes, but maybe that's just the best I can do.
Yeah.
And of course, maybe setting a 4-minute mile isn't a realistic goal to begin with. But even if he set a goal where I'm going to say, I'm going to run a marathon within a year's time. You see, I could run 10 miles and that's all I can do. Maybe you have to reset the goals.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And you know, they say that the sign of a truly successful person is the manner in which they recover from failure.
Yeah.
That's when the girls are separated from the women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is when you fail, how do you recover from that?
Yeah. I mean, only when you've been in the deepest valley can you know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountaintop.
That's right.
And that's so it is trying to pull yourself up from the bottom to get back up to the top, at least anywhere above water level.
And wise people learn from their failures and turn it into a positive, like the coach you were mentioning.
Right.
I'm sure he's learned a lot from that.
Yeah, he did. Although he says he still would have made the same call. But, you know, he just...
he's a risk taker. And,
yes.
You know, successful people do take risks.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does this work into our Christian lives?
Oh, that's such a great question. And Jerry, I'd like to come back on your show and talk about hope from the viewpoint of the Bible and of our Christian walk.
I don't want to get too far advanced because I know we want to save this for another show, but Jesus himself, was he a positive person?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he talks a lot about hell. He talks a lot about... We're out of time. But, I mean, so we'll talk about this on our next show.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm looking forward to that, actually, because how we could take hope and see it from a religious viewpoint as Christians. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, thanks again for being on the show. And we'll be back next Wednesday continuing our chat with Gidi on Hope for 2016. Again, The Growing Place. If you want to get some help for you or your family on any issues, go to tgplace.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. So long.